Nonprofits are all over this state, in every industry. They can range from social services like homeless shelters to art and community centers. And when they can't provide services, communities feel the impacts. COVID-19 has highlighted exactly that. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler found out how some plan to move into the future.
The Council of Community Services in Gillette provides a lot of critical services. It focuses on homelessness and poverty, like running a food pantry and the city's only homeless shelter. The council's executive director, Michael Scott, says for years, the council's building has been falling apart.
The flooring of the shelter was so old that I honestly laid just a big thick piece of plywood down under the washing machine because the flooring was like bowing into the basement.
So back in late 2019, when the city gave them $250,000 to cover some of the upgrades, they were excited. But then it was March 2020 and the COVID-19 pandemic was hitting the community and the people they serve hard. So they went ahead and allocated $50,000 of that money to be used to keep people in their homes.
Because, you know, that's the right thing to do, and it prevents a lot of trauma, and it would keep people out of our homeless shelter and in their homes.
Scott says they only used about $12,000 before federal aid finally came. And the council has continued to receive more, but Scott says it goes right out the door to programs and the people they serve. And during the pandemic, she says the community brought in tons of donations, from monetary to basic items like toilet paper and bottled water.
Before that, we didn't have that much people donating. You know, we've got great donors, but we didn't have what we had in this past year.
Nonprofits all over the state have been affected by the pandemic in different ways. While some, like the Council of Community Services, were seeing massive increases in need for some programs, others were forced to pause and adapt to entirely new ways of providing services. In Gillette, the Ava Community Arts Center couldn't hold classes or events, and people couldn't walk in off the street to see or buy art. But Ava director Quinn Goldhammer says their small staff got to stay in their office and figure out a way to still help, like making to-go kits for one of their youth art programs so classes could continue.
I think that really is our mission with Ava, is that we truly do believe the visual arts enrich lives, and I think there was never a time more relevant in my life than last year to bring that into the community in kind of whatever way we could.
But for Terry Watson, it was a different experience. Watson is the president of the National Outdoor Leadership School, or NOLS. It's based in Lander and runs outdoor education and leadership programs across the world. She says lockdowns all over caused them to shut down their programs. And then because of the business's size, they didn't qualify for any federal aid.
We laid off about 60% of our headquarters staff, about 85% of our programmatic staff, and 100% of our seasonal work agreement instructional staff. And that was really pretty devastating.
But they got to work reimagining how their programs could work. They're slowly recovering, starting up programs and hiring more people back, especially since how many people have been getting outdoors in the last year.
Pre-pandemic, we believed that our mission had value to the individuals who take our courses, but the pandemic spotlighted, you know, in great relief for us, that now more than ever, being able to go on a NOLS course or take a NOLS Wilderness Medicine course can be truly transformative and life-changing.
Now, all these nonprofits are looking to the future and wondering what's next. Watson says she's already seen more interest and businesses are expected to be able to pick right back up, but it's not that easy.
I think that it's going to be devastating to small companies, but I think as an industry and in terms of demand and need, that we're going to see a greater desire and a greater investment in people's time and attention in outdoor recreation and outdoor education. I mean, we're seeing it now.
Michael Scott with the Council of Community Services in Gillette says her employees have taken on bigger workloads because of the increase in need, but the aid and donations they receive can't go to salaries.
It's difficult, I'm sure, anywhere in Wyoming, and I know at least in Campbell County, to find people that will work positions because they're not, you know, hugely highly paid positions, and they are difficult, and there's a lot of burnout. So when you find good people that are good at their job and like what they do, you really don't want to lose them.
On top of that, Scott says she's worried about how an increase in need will pair with less government support.
I'm terrified that not only the city and the county might forget, but the whole community. You know, when it's on the news all the time and they're looking at long lines of, you know, people in Dallas lining up for a food pantry, they think, oh, I need to donate. But I worry that we'll go back to doing what we've been doing and doing more and getting less.
Scott says state and local cuts are already on the way, and while rules around the federal aid are strict, the council is able to make some improvements to their shelter with the CARES funding they did receive. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler.